Oh, no associate of this firm has ever failed the bar exam.
No kidding.
All right, Thomas, I am very excited about this. The last time we had a Puzzle in a Thunderstorm retreat, we put you head-to-head against other
the
members.
The best and brightest.
Against
the best the podcasting world had to offer, and I took them all down, if I remember right.
I think that's right. So
that Heath has, I know Heath has some revisionist history where like he got it right, but then he changed his mind, and we're not going to go back and check if that's right. Let's just assume he's lying about that.
Let's assume though that they're all coming knives out.
I know. This is the most pressure. I mean, I put a lot of pressure on myself in every single T3BE. You know me. Yeah, I want to get it right.
Of course.
Extra pressure for this one.
Yeah. All right. So after being fired, a woman sued her former employer in federal court, alleging that her supervisor had discriminated against her on the basis of her sex.
That woman was named Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yeah. That's going to be the reveal at the end of the question.
The woman's complaint included a lengthy description of what the supervisor had said and done over the years, quoting his telephone calls and emails to her and her own emails to the supervisor's manager asking for help. Oh,
don't tell me this is a hearsay question, for the love of God.
The employer moved for summary judgment, alleging that the woman was a pathological liar who had filed the action and included fictitious documents in revenge for having been fired.
Oh, this is just the Cuomo segment we're doing. Okay.
Because the woman's attorney was at a lengthy out-of-state trial when the summary judgment motion was
filed.
This
is just the Futurama Scary Door skit where it's like, saw it coming. All right, what is this going to be? Are we going to end with an accountant? Yeah. You know, like question?
He failed to respond to it.
Oh, no.
The court therefore granted the motion in a one-line order and entered a final judgment. The woman has appealed.
Oh, no.
Thomas, is the appellate court likely to uphold the trial court's ruling?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, because the complaint's allegations were detailed and specific. B, no, because the employer moved for summary judgment on the basis that the woman was not credible, creating a factual dispute. C, yes, because the woman's failure to respond to the summary judgment motion means that there was no sworn affidavit to support her allegations and supporting documents. Or D, yes, because the woman's failure to respond to the summary judgment motion was a default, giving sufficient basis to grant the motion.
Wow. I love this question for this exact purpose. I want to make clear, and I'm sure everybody knows by now, that we in no way work together at all. As you'll see, I'll probably get this wrong and everybody will get it right. But like, this is a top secret, you know, white glove, safe, you know, that we kept the question in. Nobody's coordinated with anybody.
The question is under lock and key lock on my phone?
Lock and key on his phone. Here's the thing. The woman has filed suit. The employer has moved for summary judgment, alleging that I think I know the answer to this. Actually, okay. I actually feel kind of pretty confident about this one. We'll see if I F it up. Oh, wait, this is a Patreon bonus, right? I'll see if I fuck this up. So here's the thing. Because this is a response. Oh, man. I hope this allows my actual lawyer experience to shine. I could be way off base. And I don't have my coin with me, so I don't feel safe. I need my... get a hug my coin.
A safe coin.
Here's what I think. I think because this is the employer moving for summary judgment, alleging that the woman was a pathological liar who filed the action and included fictitious documents in revenge for having been fired, I do not believe the fact that she didn't respond to it actually matters much. I think that if it were the other way around, so let's say the woman files the action and the employer is out of town and just never responds, then I think you're getting default judgment. And I think the D is an attractive distractor in that way. But in thinking about, God, I hope I'm right about this. I don't know. But in thinking about this, is the employer is asking the judge something, basically. So you don't have to necessarily file a brief in that case, I don't think. I think the employer's asking the judge. I believe the judge would be like, okay, well, submit your response brief too, because you get to kind of argue, here's why I know you shouldn't dismiss this. I think that's how it goes. The fact that you don't offer a brief in response, I don't think that means that you automatically lose in this situation. Because like, for example, let's say you wrote just a terrible response, like the worst response ever, had nothing to do with anything. I think the judge is still going to be like, well, that response sucked, but the law says this, so I'm going with this. And I think for that reason, I think I know the answer. Let's go through them. No, because the complaints allegations were detailed and specific. That could be the surprise shocker answer. A actually still is in the picture for me because that does seem like a good response to no, you're a pathological. So if the employer is saying you're a pathological liar and you know you faked all this crap, I could see the response being no, it's detailed and specific, maybe. But so A is not eliminated. B, no, because the employer moved for summary judgment on the basis that the woman was not credible, creating a factual dispute. That was my first initial reaction. Like, nope, you move for summary judgment on the basis that they're not credible, but we have to go to court to find that out. You know, we have to actually evaluate that claim. So B was my right off the bat choice. C, yes, because the woman's failure to respond to the summary judgment motion means that there was no sworn affidavit to support her allegations and supporting documents. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I could see a world in which that's weirdly true. I think I'm eliminating C. D, yes, because the woman's failure to respond to the summary judgment motion was a default, giving sufficient basis to grant the motion. That is what I hope is the attractive distraction that I'm hoping will attract some of these puzzle people. Who knows? That's what I might have answered 4 years ago. But I think right now I'm on A, B, and D. I think I can eliminate D because it's a summary. I don't think you have to respond to every motion by the other side. I think that you have to respond to the initial suit, you know, otherwise you default. Like if someone makes a claim against you, you never respond and they prove that they actually served you and all that, as we've kind of talked about. I think so. Maybe I can be bold and eliminate D and C and go between A and B, because I think A could weirdly be a response that still works in my Thomas universe. But I think that B is the better no answer. I am going to do what you love so well. And maybe this is just me wanting to, you know, give you what you want right here in this room. Maybe twice. I'm going to eliminate the yes answers. I think you don't have to respond to this necessarily, even though obviously it'd be a good idea. I'm going to go with B, no, because the employer moved for summary judgment on the basis of the woman was not credible, creating a factual dispute. I think that's absolutely true. I think the judge would say, all right, you think she's a pathological liar who filed the action, included fictitious documents in revenge for having been fired? Prove it in court. That's what I think. B, final answer.
All right. That's a bold choice to narrow down to A and B. I make no judgments on the quality of your answers.
I can't find out yet.
Yeah, but I am very, very excited to pitch you against three people who really, really want to be right.
Really want to beat
two
me.
People who really want to beat you and one person who wants to be
who
hilarious.
Will be really funny. And yeah. I kind of think we should all be, let's do Eli last so we can all be here for Eli's answer.
That sounds fantastic.
Be his audience because he wants one. Always, and I'm happy to give him one. Yeah, these are, I don't know if I can emphasize enough how much these folks are gunning for me, at least two of them. They want to prove how smart they are, and we know they're very smart. Are they smart enough to beat me at T3B? We'll find out.
We will find out. All right, and with me is the talented and amazing No Illusions from the Puzzle in a Thunderstorm family of podcasts. You know him from god-awful movies, Scathing Atheist, and every other good show on the internet that isn't this one. Noah, welcome. Thank you for coming back to Thomas Takes the Bar Exam.
Well, thank you for making it very easy. I just had to go one room over in the Airbnb.
We've been having a great time here at the Puzzle Retreat. And I think everybody listening to the show, you know, keeps track of their own records and likes to think that they can beat Thomas in head-to-head combat. So how are you feeling? You know nothing about the question yet. How are you feeling? You want to stake a wager on yourself? You think you can do better than Thomas? How are we going?
I love that it's not even, I don't even have an option of just, I'm going to get it or not. It's whether I'm going to do better than Thomas. I love that that's where we start with this. Well, typically I do better than Thomas, so that's less and less true as we go, though, honestly. He's learned an awful lot. It's made it hard to stay ahead of him. I think I'm going to tie with Thomas.
Oh, all right. I like that. So then second question is that you think you and Thomas will both get this one correct?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're hedging our bets here. All right. Well, and that, I guess that excludes the last possibility, which is, are you going to finish ahead of anybody else?
I think I'm going to be wrong in a righter way than Heath.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Here we go.
Yeah, I've got nothing to base any of my answers on except for my gut feeling that they can't uphold that. That can't be, it can't be I feel like you love the law too much to give me that as the question, right? Of what a situation where it's like just clearly this poor lady gets screwed and she has no out. So I'm gonna discount the last two based entirely on that. So it's really a matter of why they're not going to uphold it, whether that's whether that's determined by the specificity of her complaint or whether it's determined by, sorry, what was B?
B is no, because the employer moved for summary judgment on the basis that the woman was not credible, creating a factual dispute.
Yeah, it seems to me that B is seeming more likely to me just because, like, you know, his argument is nuh-uh, right? So, you clearly know that they're going to argue back to nuh-uh. So, yeah, I feel like it's B because you can't just say, dude, you can't just say nuh-uh in a legal thing and still charge $500 an hour like lawyers do. You have to have a fancy way of saying it. So I think B is the closest thing to, dude, you can't just say nuh-uh.
All right, B it is. We'll lock in that answer. Noah, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
And joining me is the amazing and talented Heath Enright from all of the puzzle shows that you know and love. Something you may not know about Heath is that he's a little bit competitive.
I'm pretty relaxed. We're just having fun.
Yeah.
It's all about going out there and having fun.
That's right. That's right.
Sure. It's not about having fun.
No.
It's about winning. Okay. So C and D are saying they uphold the summary judgment that is not in favor of this woman.
Correct.
C is yes, because the woman's failure to respond to the summary judgment motion means there was no sworn affidavit to support her allegations and supporting documents. I feel like she submitted those before that point in this process, no?
It says that the complaint included a, quote, lengthy description of what the supervisor had said and done over the years, quoting his telephone calls and emails to her and her own emails to the supervisor's manager asking for help.
Can I make a legal clarification question?
Yes, you may.
In order to submit that allegation officially to court, would one need to make a sworn affidavit of those things?
One would not necessarily need to do that, no.
Okay, not necessarily, but you could. It doesn't say in the question she has.
The question does not specify one way or the other.
Okay, so if it doesn't specify one way or the other, it's weird if that's the answer, but I could see a technicality where it's like, yes, you do need to have a sworn affidavit. I don't like either of these just in principle. The appellate court could also not uphold that ruling and require the court, the allegation to proceed in court. If A or B, appellate court is like, no, we're doing this. We're going to court with this. You didn't get out on a technicality.
Correct.
Okay. Their version of A for doing the good thing is, no, we're not letting you get out on a technicality because the complaints allegations were detailed and specific. They were, but I immediately eliminated that because it seemed like that's good, but not relevant to this technicality. Okay. B, no, because the employer moved for summary judgment on the basis that the woman was not credible, creating a factual dispute. I like that the best. That makes sense. There's a factual dispute now. The appellate court saying, okay, well, you're claiming she's not credible. We can't just do a summary. This last court can't just do a summary judgment that gets you off on a technicality without settling that factual dispute. That all makes sense to me in my head. And I like the answer. I know you don't have to like the outcome in American law. I certainly don't. Plenty of times. B, final answer.
All right, final answer, B, no, because the employer moved for summary judgment on the basis that the woman was not credible, creating a factual dispute.
That's correct.
All right, well, we'll have to stick around, see where you do. Now I have to ask you a series of questions. Number one, how confident are you
that 100%.
You got this wrong? 100% confident, okay.
There's no way I got this wrong.
All right, number two.
It'd be ridiculous if I got this wrong. I know 100% can't, it's 100. It's 0.9999 bar, which is equal to 100 mathematically.
Right. So, number two, do you think you beat Thomas? Do you think Thomas got it wrong?
Ooh, that's a good follow-up question. I think Thomas agrees with me, and we both got it right.
All right. Number three, do you think you beat anybody?
I think at least one of those people chose something different. I couldn't tell you who or why, but just odds are somebody else answered something other than
to the B. Right on wavelength. Yeah. You're going the math there. Okay. Yeah. So to summarize, 100% that you're correct.
100.
Also strongly confident Thomas got it
correct. I'm going to be furious if this is not the right answer. Not just because I lost, because of the legal system.
And you're predicting a Heath tie, at least a tie for first place.
Yes, I think at least one other person got it right.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And now joining us is the lovely and talented Anna Bosnick. You know her songs from all of our Puzzle in a Thunderstorm shows. It's been amazing hanging out with her this week and being out drunk in scotch. It's truly impressive.
What's up, nerds?
And now you're going to take a crack at this question for us. So, Anna, are you ready?
I am ready. Okay, so the failure to respond to the summary judgment is because the lawyer was gone.
Correct.
Okay. I am going to have some hope in the human race, and I'm going to say A. I know it's my big failure.
No, I have given away nothing.
Okay.
All right. So, Anna, you have said A.
I've said A.
No, because the complaints allegations were detailed and specific.
Indeed, because so, I have a little hope in the fucking human race.
Okay. Thank you very much. So why did you choose A over the other yes answer?
Which was
B, no, because the employer moved for summary judgment on the basis that the woman was not credible, creating a factual dispute.
Oh, shit. That actually seems like it makes more sense. The A is still my answer. And again, because I have hope that if the evidence is good enough, people will pay attention to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So now, how confident are you that you have the right answer?
Out of what?
Let's say 0 to 100. Epistemic certainty.
About 2, because I don't actually have any faith in the human race right now.
2%. On a 0 to 100, yeah. I'd say you're at 2%.
Two chihuahuas out of 100 dog parks.
Sorry, that's taking my brain a minute to process that. Okay, so not super confident.
I don't have any faith in the human race, actually.
Now, faith in your other competitors in this contest. So, question number 2. Do you think you beat Thomas?
Probably not, because he actually has some background at all in this, and I have zero. As for Heath, is he the other one, or are there more?
Heath, Noah, and Eli.
Okay. As for Heath, I think he may have tried to weasel some information out of you because he took a really long time. So
always a good.
I'd say it's 50-50 with Heath. So a better chance than me is true, but not as good a chance as with Thomas.
Yeah. And yeah. What about Noah and Eli? What do you think?
Oh, they're both wild cards. You can tell Heath I said that.
I will tell Heath that you said that. Okay. Right. So not a lot of confidence in your answer. Fair level of confidence in the answer of your
Sure. I'll give Heath 20 golden retrievers.
Oh.
And I'll give Thomas about 50 mastiffs.
Well, I think you just made Heath very happy and Thomas very confused.
Yes.
So correct. Excellent. I'm not going to give him a cat.
That just means I hate him.
Yeah.
No. All right. Cool.
We're there. Thank you, Anna, for joining us.
Thanks, nerds.
And now joining us is the fabulously talented Eli Bosnick, the source of, ironically, most of the nourishment that we have had the entirety of the week that we've been here in undisclosed New Jersey. No, Eli, seriously, we're gonna crack jokes about all this, but has come over at 9 in the morning every morning and made eggs and bacon or otherwise brought breakfast for this motley crew,
which I don't even eat.
Yeah, no, I think legendarily we know that you eat ground tofu nuts and that's right. It. So
Thomas here. I had insisted on joining in on this one because I've already answered it and I love Eli. I'm his biggest fan in the entire world. But I want to say while we're talking about things Eli has provided, for anyone who doesn't know, who's a listener of our show, Eli is responsible for a lot of our show. We got to give him some credit for the ideas. Didn't you come up with T3BE?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you did take the Lot Awful Movies from us after we came up with that.
I'm sorry. It was so close to God. And I was they do a movie show.
Wait to hear this. I'm a big fan of Eli's work and can't wait to hear him smash this question out of the park.
All right. Now, I think I'm correct in saying that at this point, podcast listeners, they'll have heard a lot of the PIAT,
crew going back and forth trying to actually answer this question. So instead of actually trying to answer this question, Andrew, which I could totally do easily, super easily, all by myself, I'm going to be doing it as an impersonation of Thomas Smith during TTP.
All right.
Okay, wait, what? No, I get it. Okay, fucking hate this segment. I hate this podcast. I hate you, you wait, fat.
Do you send him the unedited ones?
Because usually fucking stupid. Okay. So it's not A, because fuck that. Fuck whoever wrote that question. Fuck them. Fuck their dad. I hope they die. I think it's B. It could be D, because there's some stupid law thing, right? If there's some stupid law lawyer bullshit fucking white man lawyer law legalese bullshit. B seems like the right answer to me. It seems like the right answer. It is definitely B. It has to be B. I hate this segment. Ah, oh, I fucking hate you. Hate you. Hate everybody. Okay, I'm gonna go with C. I will point out, this bit is the funniest if the correct answer is B.
We'll adjust accordingly. Just yeah, change exactly. It, actually, yeah, exactly. Andrew. Just, yeah.
All right. So, final answer.
Final answer
is
C.
Is actually C.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now I have to ask you the same follow-up questions I have asked everyone. On a scale of 0 to 100, how confident are you that C is the correct answer?
I was doing a bit, so I am 0% confident because I think the real answer is B.
Okay.
I was being loyal to the bit.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Understood. Subject to whatever caveats you want to put on the narrative, how confident are you as to whether that beats or ties Tom? You've said you definitely think it's wrong. Mm-hmm. So then the question is, how likely do you think that Thomas got it right?
I think that this is a 50-50.
Okay.
Because this is, in fact, one of my favorite forms of bar question, right? Where it is either it's the logical thing that you can think through, or it's the law thing that Thomas just spent 45 minutes swearing about. And either way, I win. Either he figured it out or you porked the streak.
So you think Thomas is definitely between B and C?
Yes.
Okay. And then last, where do you think you rank vis-a-vis the other competitors? So how do you think Noah did? How do you think Heath did?
We're trying to break up your
podcast. How do you think, not just your podcast, but how do you think your lovely bride, mother of your child, did?
My wife picked a letter at random, for sure. If she didn't already volunteer M for Madge, then I don't know and love my wife. My wife got it as right as I did, which is a random choice between the choices. Heath may have gotten it right or wrong, but whatever he did, he spent an unpleasant amount of time like trying to clamp Andrew's nipples and cheat it out of him. And Noah, with absolute perfect confidence, was wrong. Without question. And when it's announced, he's going to be like, well, of course, it's actually the question is wrong because the bar, what they don't know. He will change the law of Minnesota or whatever the fuck this thing is. He'll go on a one. I've seen this man play code names. God forgive the legal code that makes no illusions wrong.
Excellent. Eli, thanks for joining us. Can't wait for the big reveal.
Thanks for having me.
When I inevitably die in a car accident of some kind, you're replacing.
I'm replacing. Yeah, this impersonation is the new show.
And we won't even tell anybody.
Yeah, no one needs to know. Yeah, we're good.
So we're now together for the big, and I'm sad to say, it's going to be a largely anticlimactic reveal on the bar exam question. I thought I did a fantastic job of picking a question that would tug at your heartstrings and do the kind of like reverse triple Xanatos gambit of going like, well, obviously, you know, you don't want to see the woman lose and then lose on appeal because she's getting defaulted out of this. But sometimes the law is just like that, right? Like, but
did you end up doing a great job on that or no?
I did not do a fantastic job on that. Instead, I gave you a classic situation. I need to say, if your lawyer ever tells you, oh, hey, man, I didn't respond to that summary judgment motion because I was at a big trial and I got a lot of work going on. Like, get a new lawyer. that's not the strategy of don't respond to a summary judgment motion. not a great strategy. But
yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I used the same language earlier.
Yeah. Did we all fuck that guy at some point in our answer?
I fucked his face.
Oh, right on, right on.
So, in any event, the answer is B.
Woo! B!
Every single person got that correct except for Eli, who was not
trying.
Fuck
you with a Pegahorn.
Anna went with that. Anna really wanted to switch to B and then stuck by her guns. Everybody got the yes correct. Everybody got the second chance bar exam correct. The reason is, and a couple of you sort of delved into this, I really thought somebody would say, not answering a motion to for summary judgment, like, that's a bad thing. You got to respond when people say stuff, right? But as it turns out, there are things that you must respond to where they're deemed waived. And Thomas made this point really well in his answer. Like, if you don't respond to the allegations in a complaint, that's a default, and you can be held liable for just failure to answer. But when a party moves for summary judgment, they bear the burden of proof as a first point of proving that there is no genuine dispute as to any material facts. And that's why this should not go to the jury, because the jury's job is to decide the facts. And so if there's nothing for the jury to do, we should take it out of the jury's hand and the judge should just decide as a matter of law. Heath made the best analysis on summary judgment.
I thought my analysis was also pretty good. I'm sure it was excellent. I was plain English.
The best impersonation of your co-host?
I bet. Weirdly, Anna.
I bet Heath used words like hooky and shit and semi-quaver.
I used Latin at some point, did I?
Heath was the only person to ask the question.
It couldn't be me because I talk shit about cats.
Okay. That's true. Heath was the only person who understood that denying a motion for summary judgment would mean that it would go to trial on the merits, or is the only person who have articulated that during the answer. I'm not. Noah's giving me a stink eye of like, I totally knew that.
Leave it to the audience to decide who said that.
The reason that the employer's counsel here, like, this is kind of the internal sick burn of they've made the employer's counsel a complete fucking idiot, right? Because what he has said, or he could have said any of a number of other things, but what he said is, this is not a credible witness.
Yeah.
And
I was
she's,
gonna ask you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was A designed to be, if he said, like, this is basically a nuisance complaint?
Right.
Yeah.
There is, I think, a path, even though the complaint has attached, we don't know, and Heath asked this question
You're
as well.
You're a nuisance.
did the complaint attach the documents or just quote
interruption again
from them, right? There's a way to draft a summary judgment motion such that if it were unopposed, you would win, right? Under these precise fact patterns, okay? But saying the basis for summary judgment is you shouldn't believe that harlot is precisely the kind of thing that should go to a trial. Requires. That a jury should say, do we think she's a crazy,
let's see the harlot.
Yeah. Or do we not believe her? And that was the grab mental with
it. Well, this was dumb. We all got it right.
Noah said that I would not have asked a question in which the results were so contrary to morality and common decency.
No. I said that you wouldn't use that for this question. I've heard you ask questions like that in the past.
Yeah. I've been hitting the forward 15 seconds button for like a minute now, and they're not thanking Cod Rand Michaels yet. Do you guys know what's going on?
Well, thanks to all of you for playing. I will try and get a better question next time, guys.
I think this means we win and Andrew loses.
I think that's right. Yeah. That is.
Yeah. That is. Three lawyers just suck.
Yeah. Let's get him.
We're putting a bunch of cartoon smack.
Tried to triple bluff us with Sicilian reasoning.
I thought Heath would go for it. I really did.
I considered it.
You betrayed the law.